Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Slacker and Steve on demand.
There are so many stories about people having weird interactions with animals.
Like tons.
That we have to just, we have to turn our show into animal encounters right now.
There we go.
Whatever. If you've had an encounter with any, it's like they don't have to have attacked you. Just a strange encounter with an animal. Doesn't even really have to be in nature, as proven by the Frontier Airlines squirrel plane incident.
Oh, my gosh.
Who is this person who
thinks? I know. Just stupid.
She has a squirrel as a, what do you call it?
An emotion.
That's it. Emotional support.
Support.
There you go. Emotional support animal.
Yeah.
She booked her Frontier Airlines ticket. She told them she had an emotional support animal.
Which is the right thing to do.
Absolutely. She didn't mention that it's a rodent.
No, they thought, Frontier thought it was going to be a dog, and she shows up with a rat.
Now, if you're mad and you're like, squirrels aren't rodents. Yeah, they are.
They're technically, they are.
Yeah. They're not allowed on the flight. She was asked to leave. She refused to leave the plane, so they had to get everyone else off the plane.
Let's make the majority readjust themselves for the one.
So finally the police or security could go on and get her and her rabid little rodent off the plane.
Can I ask you something real quick?
Yeah.
Okay, emotional support animal people, they have like 8-hour jobs that you can't bring your animals to. And they seem to be fine. But you're on an hour flight and you can't live without your rat?
A lot of people who have emotional support animals actually get to bring them into work.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that was going on.
I don't know. There may be some companies who just like, you know, you're working in the DNA lab. You don't get to bring your ferret in. But like, I think I know a guy who works at a retail store and he brings his dog.
Because he
has an emotional support dog. And it actually does help him a ton. And it, but his dog comes to work with him.
Okay.
It's not a squirrel, man.
Because then someone else bring a pony on top for their emotional support animal.
Alaska Airlines will allow you to board one of their flights with a miniature horse.
Okay, this is next. It's going to be a Gila monster.
Yes.
A Komodo dragon.
The Komodo dragon does really good with the diabetics. They assist those who are blind, deaf, and have seizures, diabetes, other disorders. Apparently, miniature horses. So your next animal encounter could be, well, I'm flying to Alaska and there's a horse next to me. And I'm like, hey, why the long face? Ba-da-bum. Next, this is the next animal encounter. Everybody's been talking about this for the last day or so.
Which one?
The woman who loses her crud because there's whales underneath their boat.
Oh, I heard. I didn't see.
Dude, they're on the Puget Sound or whatever it's called.
Puget, yeah.
Is that how you say it?
Yeah.
That's so weird.
Puget.
Is there a college there or something?
Puget, yeah, actually. In fact, in your favorite movie, The Observatory, that's where they that thing you do. They opened up in this. Yeah, never mind. Anyway, back
I didn't
to
realize that.
Yeah, that's right.
So I got like an offer letter thing from Puget Sound.
To go to college?
I think so.
Do they know how old
I remember?
You are?
No, this was when I was in.
It was like,
they're like, hey, if you're ready, start your life. No, they didn't. Yes, they know how old I am. You understand that you and I, for a living, communicate, and we're literally standing 2 feet across from each other. There was so much confusion there that I don't even know what we're talking about anymore.
Honey, can I go to college?
I can go to Puget Sound. This is so dumb that I've torpedoed the show over this, but I remember the thing that I got, the cover said, how does Puget sound? And I was like, what?
That's
and then
cute.
I go, it sounds like this. Because I was like, I'm not going there. That's stupid. God.
That's actually
good. And I ripped it. And I haven't been able to ever think of that joke ever again from that day. But my mom was like, you got a letter from Puget. I don't even know what that is, but how's Puget sound? That's what it sounds like.
You didn't even apply there?
I know, God.
But they offered a free education, and you...
Yeah, I was like, nope. Kind of education am I going to get in Washington? Anyway, this whole family, there was like whales, and they were coming up underneath them, and the woman like loses it.
Because why? Because there's
She's afraid the boat is going to get pushed over. I mean, the whales are checking them out, but whales aren't like stupid and go like, right. I don't know what'll happen. If like, I know they don't necessarily know that it's a boat, but they don't want to run into it. They're like checking it out, and she's just losing it. And the guy is like, don't turn the motors on. You don't want to hurt them. And she's like, get out of here, get out of here. And then she calls the police. Which
what?
I don't know, like,
the
police are like, well, we're on land. So I don't know how we can help you. But if you'd like a scholarship to Puget Sound, there's some guy named Slacker who never took his. We're waiting on a response. Oh, jeez. So they got to get us off the air much earlier.
Well, do they have her removed from the boat? Or
they did eventually just feed her to the whales.
Okay.
Yeah. And they didn't even want her.
She's crawled.
Yeah.
They rejected
Yeah, they just shot her out the blowhole. She's on Puget Sound now. Okay, so we're going to try to bring this back to what college did you not go to? Phone lines are full right now. And now we have to get rid of all of the people.
I know, right?
We're making room for, like, you can still call with animal encounters, but we'd like to know what college you did this to their, like, offer letter.
Harvard.
What do you think of UNC?
Hey.
CSU.
Wait, that's your 1 month alma mater. No.
You were
CSU.
That's right. I'm no Ram, sir. Let's see. Let's blast through a couple more. Pet alligators on the loose in Kansas. So you're walking around Kansas.
How do you get
your animal encounter to be like, hey, there's Tigger. I don't know what you name an alligator. Does it say?
You would go with Tigger?
I would. Oh, yeah, because I got the big old tail. And Tigger had the tail about?
Look at you getting all deep.
Oh, look, I painted all orange and black. I would paint my alligator orange and black and name it Tigger. You can. Who's going to stop me?
PETA.
Okay, PETA's going to come over. I'm like, yeah, okay, you unpaint it. Like, okay.
So we'll let you have this.
Anyone else want to change that gator's name? No? Facebook helped locate a stray donkey in Michigan.
Oh.
Let's see what else we got. The animal encounter between Liam Neeson and his horse.
Yes, that horse recognized him from a different shoot.
He was on a movie with a horse like years and years ago, and he was
Schindler's
feed,
List. Yeah.
Does it say what movie it was?
A-Team.
Some other movie.
Take it. There was a horse in it.
Lego movie. There weren't horses in it. They were Lego. Okay. So he fed the horse like treats and carrots and
apples
stuff.
Apples and yeah.
Yeah, so then the next, he's on the set of a new movie. Taken 72.
Exactly.
And like he walked up and the horse like, and like did the paw on the ground thing.
They recognized Liam Neeson.
Like, stop making the same movie over and over. That's what the horse said. I speak horse. All right, here's the deal. We're done. So it's your turn.
Aww.
We're not going to give you any more of this genius act we're doing now. It's time for you to tell us whatever kind of animal, if you've had an interesting encounter. I mean, bears are in full force right now.
Yeah, that's true.
If you've had a weird encounter with an animal, we want to hear about it. Shauna.
Hi, yay.
Yay.
Animal encounters.
So I was on a climbing trip in Thailand, and we'd been warned on this particular island that there were pretty aggressive monkeys that would come after any food you had.
Wow.
So we were up the top of this climb, and we were telling some people that had just come into the climbing area about this, and they're like, well, we're good, we don't have any food. And these monkeys were coming closer and closer. We're like, who has the food? The monkeys are coming. It was like, nobody's got the food. So they like jumped down and grabbed this bag and like tossed out all the guy's stuff, his room key, his wallet, his passport, like down the side of the mountain. And there was the banana. The bottom of the
they bag. Could oh, smell a single banana inside his backpack.
Yeah.
And they hooked all of his personal stuff over the cliff.
Yeah, out of spite. They're like, should have left it at the top, bro. This didn't have to go this way.
Funny. Yeah.
There's an easy way and a hard way, bro.
You just
leave the banana at the top. That is aggressive monkeys is also a great name for a band, by the way.
That really is, actually.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Taylor.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Hi, hi. Animal encounters.
Okay, so I was in Breckenridge once upon a time, and I got a wild fox to eat a brown sugar cinnamon Pop-Tart out of my hand.
What?
I'm going to say that I think there's probably people who are repulsed by that, but one of my that is probably my favorite Pop-Tart flavor. I know strawberry is the go-to, but the brown sugar cinnamon one is so good.
I haven't had that one in
It's like, you know, nobody wants, when somebody brings donuts in, nobody wants that brownish one, the maple one. I jump for that one first. I love that, that caramely, mapley. Yeah, that's, God, that's a good Pop-Tart.
Just like the wild fox.
Yes, and the fox is like, oh, thank God, it's not a strawberry person.
Or chocolate.
How long did it take you to coax a fox over with a Pop-Tart?
I think it probably took like 2 to 5 minutes to get him to come over. We were like throwing pieces on the ground, getting him to pick them up and come closer until he would take it out of our hands.
You're like Costner in Two Socks, you know?
Yes. Totally bringing him over.
Right.
And you crushed his skull with a rock.
Oh, wow.
Wow, that was pretty.
Dang, that's just...
I know. Everything's taking a really dark turn with me today. I apologize for that. Thank you for the call, Taylor. That's a great animal encounter. Jennifer?
Yay.
Animal encounters.
Okay, two huge raccoons come in my back door in the summer night.
Hold on, this sounds like the beginning of a joke. One of them says, man, is it dark. Okay, sorry, go ahead. Two raccoons in your house.
He tries to chuck a flip-flop at it. It picks it up and throws it back at us.
Yes.
Because that's raccoons. Oh, that's all you got?
And chuck it at it to make it leave. We were terrified. Both of these raccoons were about the size of a corgi.
Wow.
Whoa.
So then you guys moved out. They live there now?
Exactly.
Because when they want your stuff,
they'll take it.
It's their stuff.
Slacker got a deal with garage full of these things.
Warm outside. I think that they were just curious. I don't know, but we were terrified.
Yeah, no, they don't mess around. I love that they had the more accurate throw than your husband.
Right? Yeah.
It's like, do they even have opposable thumbs? They have, they're really good with their hands.
Yeah, they're wicked hands.
I don't know if I told you this, but a family moved into my parents, like, they have like a little fishing boat on the side of their house, and a family moved into their fishing boat.
Oh my God, that's hard. They just, every year, they just,
Yeah, it's awful. Kendra?
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. Animal encounters.
Yes. So I had a chipmunk that I was sitting on the side of a mountain, and this chipmunk came and ran up actually inside of my pant leg.
Oh.
And there was a whole bunch of tourists, and they're all taking pictures and laughing at me while I got my hands like wrapped around my leg trying to get it out of my pant leg.
Yeah. Keeps coming up.
Was it a little bit fun or no? That's too dark.
Well,
Slacker and Steve.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.